You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on with Travis? Why does he not like you guys? Friday he left.
But I feel bad for him. This was his day to play Riviera, right?
I know.
Yeah. Riviera in the rain is not fun. It's very cold. The wind whips off the water, and he can't like say, "Oh, we got rained out. I'll go tomorrow." Because
it's a one day thing.
So that's one of the things that sucks about golf is if, like, let's say I got a chance to play Augusta. If it's a driving rainstorm, that's it. I either play in it or
this
I miss my gym.
A couple
it's
years
like
ago.
It's like a Caddyshack with the...
The good Lord would never ruin the greatest round of my Dr. Beeper.
Now, was there ever a winner established that could play golf? Because originally it was, I'm calling number 7. Can't make it.
I had COVID like 3 months ago.
That's, by the way, I've been in radio for 30 years. I've never, ever seen that happen. Have you?
And a super cool prize, too, right?
I'm going to be honest
with you. I mean, like, Mason and I have a running joke that if we gave away a bag of sand, every phone line would jam the minute we announced
it. Bag of sand. I just filled it myself.
And
it just can't be your bag of sand. It has to be the company's bag of sand.
Gotcha. Yeah. I've never heard a guy like sign up for something, be eligible to win it and go, you know what? Can't go.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to let you guys determine this because when that happened, I was, you know, incredibly confused where he's like, hey guys, thank you, but no thank you. You know,
right.
I'll call you, don't call me.
Yeah, okay? Right.
I never heard anything else past that. So nobody else, you know, told me what was going on in regards to that. So I have no idea who they're playing with today. So I have no idea.
We know it's...
Emily, do you know? Or did she leave?
No, she's there.
Oh.
She's there. We know it's... Travis
and Chris. That's it.
As was Tommy out there?
Tommy's here today.
Tommy's here working. So
Tommy's here
today. We know a twosome.
Yeah, and they may be the only two out there in this rain. In this,
can you imagine you guys giving away Laker tickets?
There is another person. Yes, they are. They are.
They found somebody.
Dustin.
They found somebody.
The guy wins your fifth row Friday Laker tickets,
and then at the end says,
"Sorry guys,
I took all these notes and I got all the answers right and all that, but I can't make it that night. That's a bad night for me.
We're trying to stop people from calling in seconds and third times of
Correct.
Trying to win.
Yeah, this is like the first time the opposite has ever happened.
What'd you guys think of the football games this weekend?
I thought that game last night was as good of a game as we've seen all year.
Great game.
I feel so bad for that kicker. Tyler Bass is his name.
Yeah.
Can he stay in Buffalo now?
Yes.
I think Scott Norwood had to move out of Buffalo.
Isn't he always right?
Why is it always
Emily
right?
Emily said he deactivated his social media.
I would.
He did? Oh.
People are probably giving him death threats.
Yeah, I would if I was him.
Especially Buffalo.
Yeah, it's, you know, I was thinking about this. Professional sports, particularly the life of a kicker, is really the only profession that you'll be remembered. Your legacy could be your worst moment ever.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about Mike Vanderjagt?
That he was an effing kicker, according to Peyton Manning.
Yeah. What do you remember about Gary Anderson?
That he made all those field goals in a row and missed when it counted.
Yep, that's all. Scott Norwood. You remember the miss.
Yeah, had a great year.
Scott Norwood, you remember the wide right. That's it.
In San Diego.
What do you remember about Ray Finkel?
Oh, yeah.
Laces out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nate Kading in San Diego, that's all people remember. You know, Nate Kading was missing field goals in playoff games. You're right, John, it comes down to just that.
So, let me throw that. Why did they not? Because you were critical of the Rams because they didn't. They went into the playoffs with Brent Maher at kicker.
Right.
This kicker missed more kicks than anybody in the league, and they still went into the playoffs with him.
Wait till I tell you why.
Okay.
9 for 9 with the game on the line.
Oh, we saw that stat right before he kicked.
It's always right before the line.
In the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, he was 9 for 9.
Wow.
And
Carlson kick.
And so I think
the Carlson kick was another one. Yeah.
But I think if you're the Bills, you say, yeah, he's missed some kicks, but to quote an old Shaquille O'Neal phrase, he makes them when they count.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, they get in a situation when it counts. And he misses.
I mean, it wasn't even that far. What was it, 44 yards?
Both of them. The Packers kick was reasonable.
Yeah, 41.
It was cold and it was windy, but high school kickers make that distance.
Okay, do you think that kick...
It wasn't
We were talking about this a little bit earlier. the windy. Bills kick.
I thought he pushed it.
The wind was pushing right.
Yeah,
he kind of looked like he went, and then that thing just
sailed.
I would equate it to like a putt. He had to putt that to the left edge of the goalpost.
Right.
And knowing that it was going to move a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't even know, Slee, if he would have done that, if he would have aimed for the left goalpost, if that would have been good. That was so wide right that it might have missed anyway. I think he just pushed it.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about it yesterday. And hey, listen, this is part of the – it's the Buffalo Bills, so it wasn't a shock. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what Buffalo does.
It's so sad for them.
I'm with you.
So sad
for
them.
But was there
but how about Mahomes? Six AFC championship games in a row?
John, that had a lot to do with it, too. It's not just that Buffalo is a team that has choked in predicaments like this. You got to go through Mahomes.
Right.
Everybody's got to go through Mahomes. Lamar Jackson has to go through Mahomes. And I wasn't shocked.
I remember
shocked at Buffalo.
Middle
lost
of the season, again, watching the get up. What's wrong with Patrick Mahomes? What's wrong with Kansas?
I know.
You know what? They're great when they need to be great. He's great when he needs to be great.
And Mahomes and Kelsey, you know, now have more postseason TD passes than Gronk and
Brady.
Brady.
And Brock, yeah.
It's just Mahomes with the game on the line is like when I saw he only needed to get one first down. I stopped paying attention. I was working the Laker game, but we had that game on. I thought, one first down. Mahomes is going to do this.
There were a couple
sleep.
Of moments there. Stephon Diggs should have caught
that
ball.
Oh, my God. That was a 65-yard
ball. The one
that
he threw,
dropped.
He sailed that
By
ball.
By the way, do you guys see how far can Josh Allen throw
yeah,
the ball?
Yeah, I know.
300 yards.
If he stood on one end zone, could he throw it to the other one?
Sure looked
he
like
could
an
get
end
close.
Play.
He had some
I mean, I don't even know
arm.
If I could throw it to the 50. I think he could. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I can't.
But with Mahomes, like even if Tyler Bass does hit that field goal and they tie the game, there was still but a minute
buck
and 45.
Buck 40.
I mean, Mahomes, he's coming down, and he's scoring, right?
That's why I think the people that are killing McVay, even if McVay would have kicked that field goal and even if Brett Maher would have made it.
Which was the 62 yards.
Yeah, the line, but he's 21 of 34, 50 plus. He's good.
Yeah, but what is he from 60? I never thought that, but going for it on 40.
But either one, had the Rams either tied it, the Lions still had like 2 minutes to come down
and they had
timeouts.
And Goff's playing out of his mind.
Do you find yourself rooting for Goff?
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, especially now because he's playing the Niners.
Playing the Niners.
Am I the only one who thinks the Lions are going to win that game?
I think they're going to win.
If Purdy looks like he did anything,
San Francisco
looks
very beatable.
And what's
on
the status
Saturday
of
night.
Debo?
Yeah.
And yeah,
if Debo doesn't play, that's a
the
loss.
The Lions
for them.
Story is so cool, and I'm with you guys that I'm rooting for Goff as well. I mean, the success that he's having there, especially because the Rams already cashed one in, it's
right.
Like, why would
and,
anybody
and
have anything against
town,
him?
When he was in town, he was a punching bag. I mean, honestly, it's great to see him go somewhere. Earn his stripes, lead a team as far, have a game like he did in the divisional round, have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Good for him. I'm rooting for him.
Hey, John, if Goff goes to two Super Bowls with two different teams, does that change your opinion on him?
He becomes Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
Who's in the Hall of Fame.
Right. So
Warner
cashed one in.
Warner won one.
Almost beat Pittsburgh
for
two.
So we'd have to win, basically. But either way, taking two different franchises to the Super Bowl says a lot about you.
If they beat San Francisco and they lost to the Ravens or the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
But it's weird.
Give him all the credit in the world.
For some reason in our sports fandom, we don't give credit to people who just make it to the Super Bowl. You have to win it. If you win it, like Eli Manning's going to get to the Hall of Fame
because he won
two Super Bowls.
But he beat Tom Brady at the same time.
Joe Namath is in
the circumstance.
Do this exercise. Go look at Joe Namath's career statistics. He has more interceptions than touchdowns. But because he pulled off the biggest upset in the history of the Super Bowl.
And called his shot.
Yeah. He's in. And he was Broadway Joe playing in the biggest market.
Wore a mink coat like no man ever could.
Yeah. Loved to sling it. Had a lot of games with 4 and 5 touchdown passes.
That's a lot, too. 173 touchdowns.
Dan Marino's known for not winning it. Yep.
Right. So for whatever reason, you don't get a lot of credit. Goff probably has to win one if you're going to make a Hall of Fame case for him. If not, already you could say he's had a great career. Oh, I used to say that they screwed up the pick when they picked him number one. I no longer think that. I think he's worthy of the number one pick.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, again, we don't give credit. He did get them to the Super Bowl in 2018.
By the way, same
but
with Baker Mayfield.
Pointed at.
Baker Mayfield, good for him.
Baker Mayfield's been run out of two different cities, and then the Rams had him. You know, he's on his fourth team. He's proven that he had a great season.
I now believe that the Rams and Sean McVay fixed Baker Mayfield's career. If he didn't come to the Rams and get those three games, he was not going to get that job in Tampa.
And here's why. McVay is a human pinball machine. He draws up plays that generate yards and touchdowns. And Baker Mayfield can't be in a structured system where you just hand off the ball, throw a 10-yard out. Baker Mayfield needs to sling it. And when he's allowed to sling it, he plays well. And, you know, Jared Goff is, you know, for all his faults, he's deadly accurate. I mean, he throws the ball into windows that I wouldn't even attempt to throw into.
Niners looked shaky. I think they got over the – they should have lost the game.
Yeah, no, they should have lost the game.
Packers should have won that game.
I'm thinking about two games. Yeah. I'm thinking about how bad they looked when they played on national TV against Baltimore at home. They didn't look like a Super Bowl team at all. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, they probably should have lost.
And now they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Packers almost went to Dallas and to San Francisco. The same Packers team the Rams.
That's why it was so frustrating that the Rams lost, because Rams, the way they were playing, could have beaten the Niners.
Yep.
And then, believe it or not, they end up in the championship game. And, you know, who knows who they would have been playing against. But that's why I was disappointed the Rams didn't win.
Well, Jordan Love is going to be a player in this league from now on.
Sure.
From now on.
And, like, boy, is he going to get paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what that last
I mean, he sat there and waited.
Well, you know what that was? That was a young quarterback. Jared Goff did that in the Super Bowl. He was a young quarterback.
Trying to make a play where there's no play.
Just trying to make body into the middle of the field.
By the way, Greg, on second down, if he just would have thrown that out of bounds.
Or just try to run. He could have done a lot of different things.
UCLA used to have an offensive coordinator named Homer Smith. He was pretty famous, and he worked at several schools. And Mason and I were buddies with Matt Stevens, who played quarterback at UCLA and used to come on our show all the time.
Just sidelines.
And still does color now.
Still?
He does color with Josh.
Good for Matt.
I think. And Matt used to say that Homer Smith, every time he would try something like Jordan Love tried, Homer Smith would say, "Live to play another day." Mm-hmm. I want you to. Every time you think about throwing a pass that you think has a less than 50% chance of being completed, live to play another day. Throw it out of bounds, reset the table, and then you increase your odds. But don't do what Jordan Love did. He's just too young to know.
Probably learns from it. Real quick on DoorDash, you're not ordering anymore, right?
No DoorDash, no Grubhub, no Postmates, no Uber Eats, nothing.
I have no problem with this.
Yeah, no, I think Emily, well, no, she did it because the separation was good. Emily said she ordered DoorDash twice for dinner yesterday.
What's wrong with that?
Twice.
Nothing wrong with it.
Twice on one day for
dinner? That's
two dinners?
Emily, I admire you.
Wait a minute, double dinner?
But there was a 4-hour separation. I didn't know there was a 4-hour separation.
Mace, I think she partook in what you'd like to partake in.
Oh, she admitted.
I watched Interstellar. I got really high. I watched Interstellar and had pizza and
By the way, Emily, I would argue that's what Saturdays are for.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I have to work every day.
And I bet you stoned, this is my experience, Interstellar makes sense.
See,
it
did make sense to me when I was stoned. Doesn't make sense in real life.
See, the difference is double DoorDash. Mason did that for donuts at one point, and then 3 hours later, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Again, nothing wrong with that.
No.
All right, Supercross Talk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Island, coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What is that? What Was that a donkey?
That was my impression of a donkey, yes.
That was a weak-ass donkey, Laura.
Yeah, that's not a... That sounds like you're in a hold-on.
No, that sounded like Bart Simpson.
It's her impression of Josh Allen.
Nice. Wow, okay.
He was a donkey in that game.
All right, so
Wait a minute, you think Josh Allen played bad?
I think that he didn't get it done when he needed to. Yes, and the last.
Wow,
the
I thought Josh Allen was unbelievable.
I mean, he was good.
He had a great. He did have a wide open. Well, first of all, he made a perfect throw to Stephon Diggs,
and he dropped it.
And he had a, but he also had a guy wide open in a crossing pattern in the end zone that he just came up short.
You know why, right?
He got hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
He got bumped.
Yeah, but it was the throw. I mean, if he makes the throw, that's ball game. Or allowed, they still get another chance. But I don't think Josh Allen now, his kryptonite is Patrick Mahomes. He's not the only one. A lot of people.
You know who Josh Allen is? He's Dan Marino. He's really good. But he can't get that team over the hump.
But do you think he will win a Super Bowl in Buffalo?
I think he could. What is he, 26, 27?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of time. I think he ultimately will.
Dan Marino went to a Super Bowl, at least.
First year.
Yeah, but he went. He went to a Super Bowl. I don't think Josh Allen is. He made it to the championship game, right? And then lost Mahomes. Or no, he lost somewhere. He went to the championship game, right?
Did Mahomes, 3 years in a row they lost in the divisional round, right?
Right. I think they have been to one championship game, but I need to look it up. I don't think that was Josh Allen losing. I think that was, number one, the fake punt was weird.
That was weird. Although it didn't, in the end, it was a net neutral because they had that weird penalty in the end zone, so they got the ball back.
And had the kicker made the field goal, had Tyler Bass made the field goal, at least we might have gotten overtime. And the last time we got those two teams in overtime, do you remember this? The NFL had to change the rules because the Chiefs got the ball. Mahomes led him to a touchdown, and everybody said, Josh Allen never got a chance to touch the ball.
Yeah.
And next year, they changed the rule. So, you know, and maybe they'll change that rule about the touchback, but I found it interesting that even though I think it's a dumb rule, Mike Greenberg thinks it's a dumb rule, a lot of people think it's a dumb rule. On GetUp, the three people who have been in the NFL all said, no, this is the right rule.
Chances are they've all been screwed by that call at some point.
Yeah, but, I mean, they played the game or coached the game, and I didn't. So maybe I've got this wrong.
I'm with Greenberg.
It just seems like an incredibly – now, Greg, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
What the heart of my point is that the ball didn't get recovered by anybody. It went out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Had Kansas City recovered it, of course they keep it. Even in the end zone, then it's a touchback. But if nobody recovers the ball, so it was no possession.
Right, went out of bounds in the end zone.
Then I would be in favor of letting the team that's on the one keep it. I would just back them up. But I could be wrong about this. Most people, like those three guys who have all been in the league, maybe changed my mind because they know more than I do.
There's nothing wrong with penalizing. That's fine. I'm okay with your rule pushing them back to the 2015, wherever you want to push them back. There should be a penalty.
It seems extreme. Yeah, it is. Take the ball away.
It is.
Because nowhere else
on
the field.
But you're right, Mace. It was the fake punt, and then that followed it. So the fake punt didn't burn him.
It didn't kill him. Yeah. It was a weird call, but it ended up not hurting him. I'm most enthusiastic about the fact that I think the 49ers are going to lose on this weekend, on championship weekend.
Without Debo especially, I'm surprised the spread's as high as this. The spread is 7. Niners by 7.
This is the Lions growl.
There you go.
I love that sound. And Jared Goff, I'm rooting for Jared. I mean, I think most Rams fans are rooting for Jared Goff. The other thing was it's hard for me to watch a game like yesterday, the Lions and the Buccaneers, without saying, damn, we could have won in Tampa.
Yeah.
We could have won in Tampa.
Well, yeah, you got to.
Could have gotten a crack at the 49ers in the NFC Championship game.
There's a reason that you got to climb a ladder to get to the Super Bowl, and the Rams didn't climb it. So there you go.
We just got a couple of rungs up. We got a ways to go. So then the Lakers on Friday night were just they just dive bombed. They just completely collapsed in the second half against a bad team. And we said on Friday, they got to beat both those teams this weekend. They did not. Consistency remains unbelievably elusive for this team.
Was it Bill Parcells who said, you are what your record says you are?
Yeah.
They're 22-22.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have to develop that consistency you're talking about. And they haven't developed it yet. So this is going to be a change in position for me. I'm no longer going to try and tell you you're wrong when you say that they need changes.
Thank you.
Wow. Because
if, you are what your record says
yeah,
you are.
If you're 22-22,
yeah,
you don't, I mean, you're the Lakers. We're playing to win championships. Either develop some consistency or it's Rob Pelinka's job to get people in here who will.
Yeah. Here's what I know. On any given night, the Lakers can beat anybody.
Yeah. They might beat the Clippers tomorrow. They're 2-0 against the Clippers.
And on any given night, the Lakers can lose to anybody.
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 The Spurs after 17 losses.
Exactly.
In a row.
They lost at home to Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, there. And so, and I know we're going to talk a lot about D'Angelo Russell.
Yes.
And this is a, I'm a little bit too close to the fire here because Russell and Reeves are like my two favorite guys on the team.
Yes.
Those are my guys. So I don't want to see either one of them get traded. And Russell, Greg, I was surprised. I was listening to you on the Travis and Sliwa show.
Yeah.
And you think that you would trade Russell, right?
I would trade
okay,
Russell.
Okay, then let me, I'm going to just give you some numbers and tell me if
as it, would I, by the way.
Okay, and I'll give both guys numbers.
Is this over the last five games?
This is over the last eight games.
Okay.
Okay? He's averaging 22 points a game. But here's why he's playing the best basketball of his career. He's shooting 53% from the field and 48% from three. Now, if you were going to set out to find someone that the Lakers need right now and you didn't have a name, just said, here's a list of things we need. That's what you need. When Anthony Davis gets double, and you tried to make the argument that he's shooting a lot because he doesn't care. He's shooting a lot because Anthony Davis is getting double and triple teamed. Anthony Davis's assists have tripled in the last 2 weeks.
He's been great.
But here's intersect you.
Go ahead. Okay. I mean, but either way, I think that was Sliwa's point that he doesn't care right now. So I was agreeing.
I disagree.
Okay.
I would agree. But at the same time, Obi-Wan sent this out to us.
Okay.
In October, D'Angelo Russell shot 30% from three. In November, he shot 44.8% from three. In December, he shot 32.7% from three. And in January, he's at 47.6%. It's the up and down. It's the inconsistency.
Right, right.
But so where he is now is not where he's going to be then.
I think the big problem is, John, you say Rob Pelinka needs to do something.
Well, I'm not going to criticize him if
right.
he does.
I think he needs to do something. The tradable piece you have, the contract that is movable, is the D'Angelo contract. So if you want, I don't want to trade Austin Reeves if we don't have to. But if you have to trade D'Angelo, then I'm understanding of that, even though he's on a hot streak right now.
Well, he's playing the best basketball of his career.
Yes.
So you got to be careful that you don't send out the reason that you're winning every once in a while.
But you have to send something out to improve the team,
right.
And there's no clear other guy that you can move.
What's interesting is, according to Shams, it's the fact that they can't find a third team to take Russell.
Yeah, here's Shams.
The Lakers are doing their due diligence. DeJounte Murray, Bruce Brown Jr., who just got traded to the Raptors, Tyus Jones, Terry Rozier. I'm told those are names to keep an eye on. The Lakers and Hawks did have some pretty extensive conversations about a DeJounte Murray trade a couple of weeks ago. It was centered around D'Angelo Russell, a 29 first-round draft pick, and a pick swap, I'm told. The holdup was that Atlanta wanted to find a third team for D'Angelo Russell. He's got a player option for next season. They wanted to find a spot where they might be able to get an expiring contract back. I would expect the sides to circle back as we get closer to the February 8th trade deadline. But listen, D'Angelo Russell, the last five games, I think we need to give him credit. The way he's playing, 27 points a night, 6 assists per game, over about 5 threes per game as well. His splits are unbelievable, 56% from the field over the last five games. He's gotten a lot, I think, of flack over the last month or so. He's been in and out of the starting lineup. He's back in the starting lineup now, and so he's played at a really high level for the Lakers the last five games.
So what he's saying is Atlanta would potentially be interested in a DeJounte Murray trade, but they need to figure out a third team to offload D'Angelo Russell to because Atlanta's not interested in D'Angelo Russell.
Which is weird to me because statistically, Russell's the best player in the deal.
Yeah.
He's been better than DeJounte Murray lately.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the way of the way. A lot of it has to do with how much time you got left in your contract and
sure,
everything
else. I mean, the numbers have to match, all that stuff. But I do think the Lakers need to find a way to improve at the trade deadline this year the way they did last year. You're always getting better. You're getting worse. Right now, they're at 500.
They may be the exception. They're, like, not getting better or worse.
Yeah, they're just
they get, like, right... steady 22-22 exactly.
Yeah, it's a very narrow range. Yeah. We're either two games under, two games over. That's kind of the range that we're in right now.
Did you see D'Angelo Russell post game? He's very emotional.
I did a bunch of research on that, and I'll share it with you coming up.
That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, time to talk about BBGO, and we've been promoting this for a while. It's your chance to sit courtside at a Laker game. These are way better seats than Michael and I have. These are the seats that Jack Nicholson sits in. Here's how you win. Head over to your local Ralph's and buy $10 worth of BBGO. $10, that's it. And you can enter for a chance to win courtside seats for a Laker game this season. There are tons of other prizes you can win too, including Lakers swag and more BBGO. Just make sure you get yourself to Ralph's and buy BBGO for a chance to win. After you buy BBGO, just go to Lakers.com/BBGOSweeps to upload your receipt, and that's it. Once again, here's the web address. Lakers.com/BBGOSweeps. Take a picture of your receipt, send it to that web address, and you are entered. Good luck from BBGO, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Almost didn't hear the song.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
All right, so Greg brought
up... It's a mess out there.
It is a mess.
Yeah, it is. But people in California don't know how to drive in the rain.
No.
All right, Greg, you brought up the point, and this is a big theory in social media today that... fans think D'Angelo Russell and Rui Hachimura were upset after the win last night.
Well, I mean, D'Angelo was clearly emotional. He was asked about his time as a Laker, and he looked emotional.
So when I was doing postgame in the locker room, I saw this happen three or four times. Like, I'd hear about a narrative that just didn't happen, and I knew I was in the locker room, and I saw it. So on the way in here today, I called Trudell, and he worked the postgame locker room, and I said... Did you think Russell was unusually emotional, and did you notice anything different about Hachimura? And Trudell is adamant that Russell was not emotional. He was fine. Trudell did the postgame interview on the court. And he said that when they got into the locker room postgame, both those guys were normal, like happy after a win. So I don't know where this is coming from. I'm just giving you Trudell's perspective, and he was in the room.
But, I mean, you saw him when he was talking to Trudell on the floor. He's looked like he was getting emotional.
He does look teary.
And then he was sitting on the bench.
Yeah, Mike doesn't think he was emotional. He thinks he was just sweating.
So D'Lo was sitting on the bench, and Austin Reeves was, like, you know, rubbing his shoulder, like, come on, man. Like, it's all good. Like, everything's great. It was just a very weird looking vibe. So it might not mean anything.
Yeah. Are you suggesting he might know something that we don't?
I think there might be a little something. It's the trade rumors are all there.
Well, look, we just played that Shams clip. I mean, there's no way D'Angelo doesn't know that he's, like, the key chip and potentially a deal at the trade deadline. He must understand that, and I'm sure he senses that, you know, he could be playing his final games in a Lakers uniform.
Yeah, and it's interesting about timing, because we have two more games at Crypto, tomorrow night against the Clippers, and then Thursday against the Bulls, and then we leave on the Grammy trip, which is 12 days on the road, six cities. And then we come back and the trade deadline's here.
Right.
So
February 8th.
I think like you saw the first big domino fall when Pascal Siakam got traded from Toronto to Indiana.
Yep.
I wonder when the next big trade is. Is it sooner or is it right up at the deadline?
Right.
Normally when Rob has done deals, he does it before the deadline.
Oh, you're right. He does do it before.
Yeah. He traded Westbrook last year before the deadline.
Huh.
I think anything could happen. But in terms of this thing that is blowing up on social media that Russell was super emotional and Rui was mad, Trudell insists that he was there, talked to both of them. Not true. So okay. We'll see.
Say, Mace, do you think it's just the one trade? Let's say the D'Angelo trade actually does happen.
Do you think the DeJounte Murray trade happens?
You think that's it, or you think they do more?
I don't know. They're talking about guys like Tyus Jones. They're pieces. But I guess if you did DeJounte Murray, you would not do Tyus Jones.
No.
Well, that fills your point guard.
Yeah, well, and they picked up Skylar Mays, who is ideal for a backup point guard, which is what Tyus Jones would probably be.
Yeah, yeah. Tyus Jones was really good last year for Memphis when Ja was out.
Yeah, and he's a really solid player, doesn't turn it over. By the way, because we're talking about all of this, this is super weird. Russell last night had 34 points and 8 assists.
Yep.
He's the first Laker player ever to reach those numbers on 0 turnovers.
That's amazing.
Nobody in Laker history has ever had 34 points and 8 assists with 0 turnovers until last night.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So again, I circle back to he's just know if you trade him, and I'm not saying that it won't happen. I think everything, Shams is super connected. It's going to be up to Rob to decide what to do. But if you trade him, you're trading him at a time when he's playing the best basketball of his career,
right?
Of his life. So it's risky.
Want to hear an interesting wrinkle? I came across this today. So over the last 15 games, the Lakers are shooting 38% from three, which is ninth best in the league. So they are shooting the three
and
ball
most of that,
much better. And a lot
Russell,
of it is Russell.
Russell's shooting 48%
yeah,
from
a
three.
A lot of it is
so
Russell.
So what's funny is if we were the Lakers front office and we were all sitting around, if I was Rob and Greg, you were Kurt Rambis and Mace, you were Jesse Buss, and we're all sitting around deciding whether or not we're going to do a deal.
I want to be Kurt Rambis.
Okay. Then, Greg, you can be Jesse Buss. Okay. That, Greg,
I'm a bus. I'm
Greg,
a bus now. Great.
Greg, I just made you about $10 million.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. I'm extremely rich now.
I own a piece
of the Lakers.
By the way, Greg.
I'll be Joey. I'll be Johnny.
That number is low.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a minimum number. Mace, you just made
it. Yeah, you're right.
A weird deal.
That was a devastating deal. You're right. That was
stupid. But you have a lot more rings. Kurt has like 8 rings.
I'll be Janie.
But
anything to be a bus.
Well, you just gave it up.
Yeah. You're a Rambis. You're sticking
what
there.
What we would
yeah.
say is, what we okay, teams are, one of the reasons why the Lakers are 22-22 is teams defend the Lakers this way. They say, we're going to put two guys on Anthony Davis as soon as he catches the ball. And if he throws it to LeBron, we're going to put two guys on LeBron, and we're not going to worry about the other three guys.
Yeah, you want to beat us? Make a three.
All right. So what we need is somebody who consistently can make open threes. And Greg, over the last 8 games, the nobody in the NBA has been better than D'Angelo Russell. The guy who leads the NBA in 3-point shooting shoots 45%. Russell's shooting 48%. But to your point earlier, that's this month.
That's this month.
Yeah. But if I've got that guy, all right, if I've got a guy that when AD gets double teamed and he's throwing it out to Russell, don't you have a distinctly different feeling when he throws it to Russell compared to when he throws it to Vanderbilt?
No, of course.
Oh, my God.
Vanderbilt
yes.
can't.
Vanderbilt should not be shooting the ball.
And the other night he made 2-for-2 from three.
I still.
Yeah. But.
I guarantee you he was open.
But if here's the funny thing. If he throws it to Russell, the first thing you say to yourself is, shoot it.
Right.
If he throws it to Vanderbilt, the first thing you say is, no.
No.
So we need a guy. Would we not be trading a guy for another guy? And the guy we traded is exactly what we need.
So Can we not say that we know who D'Angelo Russell is? We've seen D'Angelo Russell. We've had him enough times, and we had him in the playoffs last year, and how he played against Denver when it really mattered in the playoffs, he was not anywhere to be seen. So we know who D'Angelo Russell is. We don't necessarily know who DeJounte Murray, for example. You can find somebody else, whoever you want to choose. But we know what he is, and we know that he's inconsistent. You know he's up and down, and in the playoffs against Denver, he was not good, and they got swept. I'm not saying it's his fault. It was not D'Angelo's fault, but he was nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, by the way, for the record, DeJounte Murray shooting 38% from three this year, 21-5-5.
Yeah, and D'Angelo shooting 41. It's very minuscule how difference
is. Well, that's a big 3%.
So
that's a big 41-38 matters. That's a couple of threes a game. It's just... After Friday night, I walked out of there and I went, I don't know what this team is.
Oh, that was embarrassing.
And if Rob made a ton of changes, I would say, okay, I get it. And then they play Sunday and they played so great. And I go, okay, if Rob doesn't make any changes and he's trying to let the cake bake, then I get it. I don't know what these guys are other than 22-22.
Right.
It seems like they can beat anybody. They've beaten Oklahoma City twice. They've beaten the Clippers twice. They had Minnesota until LeBron got screwed on that three-point call.
Right.
So again, in a seven-game series, I think I would pick them against anybody but Denver in the West. Maybe not. I'll see how they do against the Clippers tomorrow night. But they're 2-0 against the Clippers.
Right.
So I don't know if you're Rob, what you do. It's a hard decision.
You got to do something. You can't sit still. Can't sit still. Whether that's
It goes back to your old line. You're either getting better or getting worse. Yep. They're the rare team that isn't. They just stay the same.
Right.
You know, they're 22-22.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough to win the title, so you got to do something.
All right. By the way, if you want to, we'll take a 2 o'clock call of the day today, 310. I almost gave my own friggin' phone number.
Oh, I so wish you would have done that.
Oh, my God. I almost gave my own phone number.
That would have been amazing. And we would not dump it. It would have gone out.
Oh, if you, I would have dumped it. I would have dumped it. But it still would be on YouTube.
Now,
I would
310.
I would have left it in the pod.
If he hits dump. And then I hit dump right after. Does that put us back live, or does that double the dump?
If he said it again right after, it would have put us live, yes.
You're going to regret this.
I would have regretted it for sure. All right, 877-710-ESPN is the number, or you can call me at home. All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. There's Wheel of Questions. This is good. This is good. Good. All right. So this story came across. Spurs staff have been advised to never phone Victor Wembanyama after 9:30. That's when he reads for an hour and falls asleep.
Okay.
What is your nighttime go-to-bed regimen? I know yours can't be very good.
Yeah, I just don't go to bed. So the other night, I really needed to sleep. I hadn't slept in a long time. And so I ended up doing all the sleeping pills and the sleep gummies and everything. And I thought, I'll be out in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
An hour and a half later, I fell asleep.
Now, don't you think you should see a doctor?
I have.
You have? Oh, and what does the doctor say?
It says, don't take all those pills.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you'll never sleep.
Right. So, you know, it's funny. If you buy a sleep book, like just Google
how to sleep.
Like Arianna Huffington has a book called Sleep. So I read it. And she spent the first 6 chapters explaining to me how important it is I get sleep.
Yeah.
Hey, Arianna. I know it's important. Why the hell do you think I bought your stupid book?
Right.
If I start reading a book and that's what they spend time on, here's why you need sleep. I close the book, throw it away. Stupid. But I've tried Ask me anything about falling asleep. I've tried no computer.
Yep.
I've tried taking a shower, a bath. I took one bath in the last 20 years. It was take a bath before you go to sleep and then try and go to sleep.
Well, you got a jacuzzi. Why not just go
nothing.
To the jacuzzi?
Done it.
Done it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you, you just get stoned and fall asleep, right?
Well, I mean, no, it's more complicated. So.
Is it really? Think about it, what I just said.
It is.
You get stoned and fall asleep. How is it more complicated than that?
Because I'm watching things during it. Like I have dinner, by the way, I have late dinner at 8. I always eat dinner at 8.
That's why you're having trouble getting to 180.
You think so?
I know so. Hmm. They say if you eat after 7 o'clock, it's extremely hard to lose
weight.
Even
if it's the only thing I eat the entire day.
Yeah, but eat it before 8.
He's right. Don't eat after 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm telling you. No.
I'm sorry, Google
I'm
it.
Much thinner than
you. You think so? You're much thinner.
I don't know if you're. I don't know if much needs to be in that sentence. What do you weigh?
I'm thinner. 180, 182.
So I always get dinner at 8.
What do you weigh, Mace?
189.
So you're 7 pounds. That's not a much.
No, that's
seven
actually not a much.
That's a much.
I carry
that does not.
Wow.
What was that?
He carries it better.
Oh,
that was a jab.
On.
That's what that was.
Seriously.
A jab.
Little jab.
That
little,
is a jab. But I always take my gummy after dinner, and then I watch cable news, and then I watch a show. Did you watch? Are you watching True Detective?
No, I heard that. Yeah, Jodie Foster's great.
She's great. And this Callie Reese, who's a professional boxer, is fantastic. Then I find something on Netflix that's interesting, but not interesting enough to keep me awake. So something kind of boring that kind of
do you
like? I turn my lights out too.
Do you guys leave the TV on when you fall asleep and put on the sleep timer?
I don't have a TV in my room.
That's the very first thing I check when I get to a hotel. Does it have a sleep timer?
Mm-hmm. See, Juan is up much later than me, so I go to sleep.
So is Lisa. She stays up later than me, yeah.
Get out of here. Does she really?
Yeah, she's always working on something.
Yeah. Bergman, what's your go-to-sleep regimen?
So when I get into bed, which is usually pretty early now, it's between 9:30 and 10.
Yeah.
I either read, when I'm reading that, like I told you, Dark Matter still.
Again, second time.
A second time. I like rereading books.
Okay.
So reading that right now, or I'll watch like stupid YouTube videos that I can just... that are boring, and I start falling asleep.
So you're
too.
Asleep by
10:30.
If it's not a game 11. Night, if it's not a game night,
10:30, 11.
Everything changes if the Lakers are playing or if there's a football game on. Obviously,
and everything moves like, back. But Brian, if it's a normal night, like tonight, I'll be asleep by 10:30.
How do you fall asleep?
I mean, you already said it. You know, just get stoned and fall asleep, kind of a deal.
Do you take sleep gummies like me?
Not necessarily sleep gummies, but I take THC gummies. Okay. I feel like
they're
an all
indica?
The same.
Yeah, a little indica.
What's,
your, in
what's an average time you'll fall asleep?
Probably like round one. Like I usually
like me on a game night. Laura, what time do you go to bed?
It really depends. I have similar issues than you, John. So my brain's always kind of on.
Maybe it's a July 15th thing. Laura and
Maybe.
I have this. We're born on the same day.
Oh, is
years
that right?
Apart, obviously.
Yeah.
She's a lot younger than me. But I don't know why I've never been able to sleep. But
it's hard.
Yeah.
I love sleep. Sleep is so underrated. I have so much fun sleeping.
I second that. It's nice.
It's great if you can get it.
I don't remember the last time I actually
more stoned
slept.
First.
All right. Yeah. So Chrissy has a question.
Mm-hmm.
Has Ireland tried listening to the Mason and Ireland podcast to sleep since he falls asleep during the show?
Wow. Talk about a jab.
Yeah, that was worse than my jab.
That was worse than my jab. Damn, Chrissy.
That was tough,
that's
Chrissy.
I kind of like it.
Wow, that was amazing.
So
well done.
I've got an important announcement to make.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're not going to try another athletic achievement, are you?
We picked all the games against the spread this weekend. You, me,
I think I was
Pepe,
I think
Michael.
I went 2-2.
Bergman,
I was
Brian,
3.
Laura.
Mm-hmm.
You know who won?
I'm guessing by your tone, you.
No, Michael Thompson 4-0 against the spread. The only one to go undefeated against the spread. There were a couple of 3-1s. Brian, you were 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
Pepe was 3-1. The rest of us were 2-2. But Michael Thompson, football savant. 4-0 against the spread.
As he would say, he doesn't even know what the spread is.
He doesn't. By the way, he was like, so they have to win by 6.5, he said on Friday. Yeah, sure.
Because they get half points.
Yeah, they do. They do. So Michael Thompson, congratulations. He can come in here and gloat tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be in tomorrow. Jacob might even be in here tomorrow. We're going to have a full house.
Yeah.
I mean, is tomorrow a combo plate? It's a 7 o'clock tip. Yes.
It is a combo plate.
Okay,
tomorrow,
so we're going 1-3 tomorrow.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct. All right, I wanted to get to this. By the way, on the subject of Wembanyama, I never get his name.
That was not even close.
Wembanyama.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah. Okay. going to sleep at 9:30, reading before he goes to sleep. He's making the main thing the main thing. He's focused on playing, not going to clubs and paying bottle fees and making it rain and all that kind
of
stuff.
Shaq told me once that when he was coming out of LSU, he got to meet and speak with Kareem. And he said, what's the best tip? He said to Kareem, what's the best tip you could give me to have a good career? And Kareem said, it's going to sound simple, but it's not. You have to learn how to sleep on planes.
Hmm.
He said, if you can learn how to sleep on planes, you can play till you're 40. Because Kareem mastered that art. He's super into meditation,
right,
and yoga and stuff like that. But that was the big key. I've never been able to do it. I've found that I've gotten better at it as I've gotten older. Like, I couldn't sleep on a plane for even half an hour, and now I can.
The weird thing is, as you get older, the earlier in the morning you get up. Like,
I know.
My grandpa used to get up at like 4 a.m. when he was in his 70s. I'm like, what's the point of even going to sleep? He's up at 4 a.m. watching TV.
Here's what I like about getting up that early.
Yeah.
If you wake up at 4, man, you can get a ton done.
Yeah.
Because
there's nothing else.
Yeah, and your family's not awake. Not even my dog is awake yet. I can, like, it gives me 2-3 hours to just do whatever I want. And so if you're like me and you're an insomniac and you never sleep,
yeah,
realize that that time of day, like if you wake up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, you can get more done from like 4 to 7 a.m. than at any other part of the day, because no one's going to bug you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
take it as a gift. Then there's a bunch of people that, like, famous, successful people that don't sleep.
Yes.
Bill Clinton doesn't sleep.
Yep.
Tiger Woods doesn't sleep. Kobe Bryant didn't sleep. So, you know, you can get a lot done if you can make hay with those hours you're awake and everyone else is asleep.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to play, by the way, Tony Romo is now completely out of control. It's just like somebody spilled a bowl of word soup on TV. It is awful, awful.
By the way, when I listen to Tony Romo on doing the games, I hear John. That's all I hear now.
Oh, just John's impression of Tony Romo.
Well, but the,
it sounds just like it.
Yeah, but
he says Jim every other word.
Yeah, and he gets his voice goes up. It's like, Jim, Mahomes is going to throw it to the right. Jim, see when he's got his left hand on his hip? Jim, watch the right side of the field. When he puts his hand on his left hip, he throws it to the right. Jim, here goes, going to the right. It's to the right. Unbelievable. Yeah, no. And then, but now that somebody at CBS told him to stop doing that.
To stop doing
predicting plays.
Well, yeah, it's stupid because he misses half of them. I mean, he's batting 50-50. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. He's not right all the time. That's the problem.
Right.
But I mean, he's just
who
like
is?
He's just like everything. Yeah, Jim.
He's annoying. He overtalks.
Is it inbounds? Is it out of bounds? By the way, that's the all you gotta do is go like this, and you're doing a Tony Romo, Jim.
You gotta give him high. Jim, he's gonna throw it up. I actually like Romo. You guys suck.
Oh, my God. He's so bad.
He's not entertaining.
I've got a really good example of how bad he is coming up. Also, 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Had great playoff football. Lakers win one, lose one. All that stuff is coming up for you. Jump on the phones. And in the meantime, I want to remind everybody that when we talk about Mythical Money, as we did with Michael Thompson, who went 4-0, none of us actually won any Mythical Money. Plus, I lost a three-leg parlay last night in the Lakers.
You lost that?
I did. Anthony Davis over 26 and a half points.
Yeah, I thought you hit that.
Yeah, I missed that. But no matter what, when we talk about Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.